Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana, and it is May 1st, Monday. It is also Mother's Day month. It is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I really wanted to do a podcast today specifically, even though it's a Monday. I usually don't post podcasts on Monday. I really wanted to post this for today because I wanted to also be in the conversation about mental health. I feel that mental health is very important and sometimes gets put on the back burner in most of our lives when you're a busy mom and wife and, you know, doing all these things with our different roles that we have. And I was having a conversation with my team today, and we were talking about like what we want to be known for. You know, I asked that question. We do an icebreaker at the beginning of every meeting, and I try to break the meetings up into personal and professional, where we kind of just talk about, you know, we do an icebreaker and then we talk about, you know, whatever reminders we have. And then we have a time where we just talk about, you know, not so much what's going on in our personal life, but just things that are, could possibly affect our job, you know, some things that are maybe weighing heavy on them. And everybody doesn't always participate every time, but I do think that I've created a safe space to be able to speak on things that, you know, people may feel uncomfortable with, or, you know, their new policies may come up, something that's not working for their clients, you know, different things. So, and we deal, you know, with mental health like every single day. Our clients are, you know, I work with clients that are experiencing homelessness, and, you know, so my team, they work directly, do direct services, connecting clients to housing. And so in Los Angeles, which is, we have a huge crisis of homelessness in our city. And so we are faced with mental health every single day. So it's really important that as a group that we are always like taking care of our own mental health. And I really, really like try to run that by everybody, you know, just reminding them like, hey, we're dealing with heavy stuff every day. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. So that's something that, you know, I definitely wanted to talk about. And, you know, the question when I asked today, and it kind of got a little emotional because when I was asking them, like, what do you want to be known for or remembered for? And, you know, they had some really good answers, and, you know, that they wanted people to know that they've helped people. They wanted people to know that they cared, you know, and in our roles for our jobs, it is circled around like helping people, you know. So I was just happy to see that people are really like in the career that they want to be in, even though it may not be like their ideal job forever. But for now, it's like, it is still, they feel happy coming to their job to be able to service people because that's what's in their heart to do. And so they're already doing a part of like their purpose, passion work, which is why I still am at my job, because, it really does fulfill that for me also. I do see myself as, you know, branching out and just solely doing coaching at some point. But right now I do feel that the need for me to stay where I'm at is super important because I really have built a nice team and I really learn from them like every day, and it's such a good team and they're doing such good work, and I just don't really feel the need to leave right now. I was having some challenges, you know, before, like in the past year, it was really a tough year. But to be able to like overcome challenges is so rewarding. Like to be at a place where I felt like I wanted to leave my job and I needed to do something else, and, you know, and just feeling that frustration for a time, for a long time. But to be able to like overcome that and be at the same place and be able to like make connections with people and, you know, resolve the conflicts that were happening. Cause I think at the end of the day, when you're working, you know, you have this common, you know, work to do, and people are doing things different ways and people have a different way of working towards their goals. And sometimes it could create a lot of conflict. And some people are not willing to talk about things because they're trying to resist the conflict or they're trying to avoid the conflict. And I'm more of a person that likes to confront conflict. And I am one of a very few that do like to, you know, resolve conflict. Some people would much rather just like avoid it or act like it's not happening, sweep things under the rug. And I like to really bring things to the forefront. So I was having some challenges, and I'm happy to say that I've gotten past those challenges and that we were able to problem solve and get back to the mission as a team, and as a, really it wasn't the problem with, wasn't with my team, but just as an organization. You know, I feel like leadership was really starting to get back to the mission, which I really, you know, appreciate. So, yeah, so thinking about how my job is so heavily focused on mental health, and we're dealing with people that have severe mental health challenges that are really serious barriers to getting housed. And, you know, before me working in this field, I really didn't know much about it. Like, you know, you hear about it, but you really don't know very much about it all the time. Like, you know, you see people that are experiencing homelessness, but you don't know their story, you know? And I feel like, you know, doing this work, I've seen so many different stories, and it's like, it will really humble you, because anybody, it can happen to anyone, you know? And, you know, how close are we all to a break, you know? Because if you're not managing your mental health, you are closer to a break than you think. And so I think that when we keep those things in mind, it's like it becomes more of an urgency to really make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, and that we're not, you know, stretching ourselves beyond the point trying to get to success, or, you know, trying to manage all these different things, or, you know, trying to outshine the competition and doing all these things. It's like, no, we really have to pay attention to our day-to-day and our daily habits. And the older I get, and the more I hear that, and the more therapy I get, and the more I get coaching, and the more I'm in my coaching community, you know, it really is your daily habits that form the success that you have. And it's also your daily habits that really strengthen your mind, where you can do daily work. Because really, you know, a lot of the mental health challenges that people have are small things that have been gradually over time. People don't just wake up burnt out. People don't just wake up having anxiety. They don't wake up, you know, just because of their trauma, just wake up one day and just break. No, it's small things that were not addressed, and you just keep pushing through, you know. And we're in this, and I've talked about this before, a couple years ago, where we were talking about just pushing through. And I do believe in pushing through, but I also believe in managing your mental health while you're pushing through. It's like you have to push through some things, but some things you also need to realize, like, hey, this is not my thing to carry. I need to drop this in order to be able to push through. And I was talking to my therapist a few weeks ago, maybe like a month ago. I usually meet with her at least every 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, I try to get in. Sometimes more if, you know, she has the availability, because I only want to see her. But she'll, you know, get me in there if I need to. And so, you know, this year, I feel like I've done so much like family stuff. Like, I've been really focused on my kids and my husband and my family and working, you know, just doing that. And I've taken like a lot, I've gotten a lot of rest. I feel like I am getting the rest that I need, but I always end up getting ramped up when I'm trying to do something new, or I'm working on more than one thing, like outside of work, like when I'm working on, you know, my coaching business and working with other clients outside of work. You know, I have to be very mindful of what's on my plate, because sometimes I have a tendency to overpile my plate and burn out. So even if I don't get to the complete point of burnout, you know, the symptoms are definitely, you know, they start flaring up. And I love to have like multiple things that I'm working on. And it is a part of my personality to have all these things going at once, you know, having all these wheels spinning at once. But I also have to make sure that I am focusing in on the things that I need for myself, not just, you know, when I see my therapist, but really daily. You know, my routine is pretty much solid when it comes to, you know, what I do on a daily basis. It's not organized and like doing the same thing every day, but I consistently wake up early in the morning, go to the gym, or just use that time for myself. That's something that I have been very disciplined in for over 10 years, because I know that I really need that time for myself before the family wakes up. and you know, everything goes into chaos. And I know that at least, no matter what, I'm at least getting 5 to 6 days a week up early to myself. So I really try to practice that daily self-care and not just, you know, planning out where you, you know, put it on your calendar and then you end up missing it. And it's like, oh, it's been 2 weeks and I haven't done any self-care. No, I really try to make it a lifestyle. And it may sound difficult when you don't really understand that you can do self-care just by taking 5 minutes to breathe in and out for, you know, counting to 10, or just, you know, having that routine of like waking up an extra hour earlier, going to bed a little bit earlier so that you can wake up earlier and have, you know, your strength throughout the day, having that cleanse in the morning. And, you know, I don't really look at working out all the time as just like aesthetic, where I'm just like, oh, I need to be getting in shape. And I know the summer is coming and I'm very aware that, you know, I can't fit into some of the things that I used to fit into. And I probably could use a little bit more time on myself. But I also know that I'm not in a space where I'm willing to just like be on such a strict regimen. Eating regimen, cutting out this, cutting out that. You know, I'm really graceful with myself. I've been learning to give myself more grace around that just because I have a lot going on. You know, got 3 teenagers in the house and one's going to college, one's going into high school, and one's already in college and have an 11th grader. So it's like I have, you know, a lot going on in all of these different lives that I'm a part of, that I'm, you know, responsible for, my husband, and we have our family. And, you know, with families, you already know it's all kind of stuff going on. You know, this kid is doing one thing, they all have different interests, you know, and just making sure that they have their time with us. So, you know, it can be a lot. So I think that if we are like intentional about our mental health and making sure that we're scheduling those appointments and getting the assessments, and I'll get more into that a little bit towards the end, but you know, finding out, like getting the data on what is my strength, what is it that I need to be more focused on, and am I getting enough of that? Being able to measure it, being accountable, more than just a to-do list. It's like, am I being accountable? If I know that my strength is leadership, and am I able to do that multiple hours a day? You know, is that something that is a part of my daily routine? Is my natural desire to be in a leadership role and to be able to take risks and be able to problem solve, is that a part of my daily life? Is that a part of my job? Is that a part of my career path? You know, do I have that flexibility and freedom that I need? Can I be a little more, you know, flexible with my schedule? All of those things are really important for me to be able to optimize, you know, myself and stay in a good headspace. So when you're looking at those things and when you know those things, it's so much easier for you to just navigate through all the different hats that you have to wear and roles, because you'll know that this is the right role. This is the role that I'm having to play in this season, and this fits, you know, or recognizing, you know what, this is the role that I have to play in this season and it doesn't fit, and I need to figure out how I can get out of this in a way that I don't knock everything over, but that I can make a strategic plan to get myself closer to where I should be in a role that does fit, so that I'm not so exhausted. So this season, yeah, I got to do this for this season, but in 2-3 months I can take myself out of it, you know, and just having that like personal control over things. And so that's really, really what I wanted to talk about today, is just, you know, focusing on your mental health, you know, doing a kind of like a checks and balances with yourself, seeing like, hey, this is, you know, this is the first day of the month, it's a Monday. Let me kind of look at some different areas of my life and see, is this something that, you know, that I want to keep doing, you know, am I at the job that I want? You know, am I being able to do some side hustles? Do I want to pursue some new hobbies? Or, you know, am I reading enough? Am I doing the things that I want to do? So use this month to really look at that and, you know, just check in with yourself and try to, you know, some of those hats, stack them up and put them in the closet, you know, and bring them out as needed. But, you know, just take a minute to really think about what it is that you need, checking in with yourself. You know, I did a podcast a couple of months ago about, you know, getting your spark back. And it has a lot to do with that too. It's like, you know, sometimes, you know, our spark, we've been on fire for, you know, 2-3 months. And then it's like, okay, now, you know, the flame is starting to kind of dwindle down a little bit, you know? And sometimes that's just a sign that you need rest. You need rest. You need to refocus and just prioritize your rest at this time. You know, so I just wanted to put that out there. And then I also wanted to, you know, just do another, just give you another reminder of how just checking in on people can be so useful, even if it's not like, you know, the phone call where, you know, it's going to turn into an hour and you just don't have time to like to do that. You know, just when you see somebody just, you know, looking like they're, you know, I don't know, having a bad day, or if you see someone just like smiling at people, you know, just letting them know that everybody in the world is not angry, you know, letting them know that that they're seen, making them feel seen. And I really get that practice, not as much now that I don't work directly with clients every day, but just, you know, when I did, I would always smile at them and smile on that clients and just like giving them a reminder that, you know, it's okay. Like, yeah, today may not be going great. You know, this season of your life might be hard, but there's always something to smile about, or people see you and, you know, things can get better. You know, that hope, that hope really goes a super long way for people. And so just, you know, have that reminder. I know that I was at the gym on Saturday, and there's a woman that I see her in the mornings when I work out. And then I saw her on Saturday and she was like, you know, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I'm really proud of you and I see you here and I see you're so consistent. You know, I always see you in the mornings and, you know, it's hard to get here, you know? And she's like, but every time I come here, it's like I bump into you or I see you, you know? And so just that, it really made me feel good because I was having a rough Saturday. It was 2 memorial services that were at the same time. So I had to pretty much choose between going to one or the other. And you know, it just, whenever somebody passes away, it really gets me in like deep thought, you know, I'll just like get into this deep thought of just like reflecting on my life. And, you know, and that's kind of why I talked about the question this morning when I did my team meeting, you know, what do you want to be known for? Because when I was listening to the pastor talk about just like, you know, life, which you know, your purpose and different things, you know, and I was thinking like, you just really don't have control over the last day. And am I doing the work that God wants me to do? Am I, you know, in my purpose? Am I, you know, making those strides daily to just be there, you know, be there for people and, you know, really just, am I doing the work that I know that I should be doing? You know, if I left here today, like, what would I want people to know me for, or what would I want people to remember me as? And right now, since I am here, it's like, what do I want to be known for? And I really, really want to be known for teaching people about self-care in their relationships. Because really, when you're married and you have kids, it really is not just about you. And a lot of us lose ourselves, you know, throughout the years, different seasons of time, when you get really overwhelmed. And I want to help people get the skill to learn how to have self-care, prioritize their self-care when they are in the midst, even in the midst of chaos. I really want to be known for that. Like, I want people to remember, like, you know what? She really showed me some skills on like how to like really optimize my strength so that I'm able to stay in my sweet spot, so that I'm able to take care of myself. Like, you know, I want people to see like the best in themselves. I want that to be obvious to them so that they know no matter what's going on in their life, like they do have power. They have strength. Like, I want to be known for that. I want to be known for just sprinkling that self-care around and to everybody that I meet, men, women, kids, like everybody, like, so that they know, like, I may not be having a great day. I may not be having a great week. I may not be having a great season. This may be rough. I may be facing a lot of problems and challenges, and it feels overwhelming, but at least they'll have some skills to go back to. I really want to be known for that, you know? So it keeps me humble, and it definitely keeps me striving towards my goals of putting out this type of information and doing the podcast and sharing my experiences of my clients, experiences with other mothers that are in the same fight that everybody else is in, day-to-day life in, you know, dealing with death, grieving, families, divorce, you know, just kids getting older, kids transitioning over to, you know, adulthood, and, you know, empty nesting, just all of the things that I feel like we deal with that we don't really ever address. And you may feel alone. You may not feel like you're able to talk to people that are close to you, but at least you can listen to someone that has been there, that has done it, that's doing it currently. I feel you, you know, and just like to be able to tap in when you're on your way to work or at home, you know, when you get a chance to just listen to in your ear pods or you're cleaning up and just get like a positive message, you know, of you feeling like, okay, I can take care of myself right now. Because even listening to these podcasts is a form of self-care. I know when I listen to something new, I'm always like, when I get a new thought or I listen to something new. This week I was listening to Adam Grant's Think Again. And it was so powerful because he was just like, you know, you can always learn more. Like, you're really expanding your mind by just thinking again. Like, you can think about something one way, but just like a little bit of a different experience can change your mind about that. And just being open to that really expands your life. It really opens up your optimism. And it changes the way that you see things, and it can really change your mood, your mindset, your attitude, and it's such growth. I had posted the other day about, you know, being able to see things from other people's perspective. And I think that it is so powerful for us to be able to just see things from somebody else's perspective, to be able to think about it, even if it's somebody that is criticizing you, you know. There was a couple of quotes that he said where he was talking about, and I listen to this type of stuff in the morning, especially when I'm in the car with the kids, because I know that once, you know, they get a hold of their own AirPods, they got phones, they're going to listen to what they want to listen to. But as long as I can get some good stuff in there in the morning, my husband picks them up in the afternoon, they listen to music, so all kind of different rap music, cussing, whatever. But as long as I could get some good stuff in there, I feel like my job is done for the day. Like, I'm like getting myself together in the morning, and after when I'm picking them up, you know, if I could get some good words in, you know, even if they think it's boring or whatever, I know that listening to it, at least it's planting some seeds. So that's like the most important thing. But there's two quotes that I really love that he talked about in Think Again. And he said, "We can demonstrate openness by acknowledging where we agree with our critics and even what we learned from them. When we can see that someone else has a good point, we signal that we are not preachers, prosecutors, or politicians trying to advance an agenda, but we are scientists that are just trying to get to the truth." And I thought that that was so powerful because it is true. And we do have different opinions, and we do, you know, have different lifestyles and choices and all these different things. But it's like, if we can see each other's point of view, if we can have a conversation, and even when I was telling you about the, you know, the trouble that I was having at work and how I was just feeling so isolated and people were not understanding my point of view and they didn't want to resolve the conflicts and it was just like a mess, you know, that really helped me be able to overcome that. It's just like, okay, what is the opposite opinion of what we're going through right now? Like, what is the critic in this scenario? What is their point of view? Okay, what part of their point of view is true? Because we're looking for a connection. You know, I just want to look for something to connect on so that they can see like, hey, this is something that we can agree on. Now that we got that established, okay, what is it that we're not agreeing about? And are we going to agree to disagree? Or are we going to be able to at least move forward, you know, and not be at odds with each other? And being able to see that, it kind of puts their guard down where it's like, okay, they're not just trying to be right. They're also trying to see the other person's perspective. So it's just communication, you know, and it's taken me a lot of years and a lot of schooling and a lot of, you know, coaching and therapy and different things to be able to continue to stay open, because we get into, in life, we get into these different situations where, you know, life starts life and we go through these different seasons, there's tragedies, death, you know, grieving, all these different things that can change us. It really can change us and it can really harden our hearts. And so when you continue to have that approach of what is the critic saying, whether the critic could be your kids, the critic could be your spouse, you know, and what are they saying right now so that we can connect? I want to hear what my husband has to say about something he doesn't agree with me on, because I want to see which part of that I actually do agree with, or at least can communicate that I understand it in an honest way, not sweeping it under the rug, not pretending like I agree, or not just not saying anything. But what part of that that he's trying to explain to me, that do I actually understand, where I can feed it back to him and letting him know, like, hey, you're right about that. You are right about that. But I also want you to see my point of view and where I'm coming from. Because we're just really looking for not to be right, but just to be able to connect so that we can continue to move forward. And it's the same thing with the kids. You know, if I say no about something and they really want to do it, or it's, you know, whatever it is, I'm going to listen. I'm going to hear them out. Why is it that you want to do that? Okay, the answer could still be no, but I do see where you're coming from and I understand that that is important to you, but this is why it can't happen right now, you know, so that we're still able to understand each other. They're able to get out their point of view. And sometimes, you know, once they've explained it and articulated it, I may change my mind. I may be able to think again and say, okay, I didn't have all that information before, but now that I see that this is what's happening, then yeah, you can go. Or yeah, we can look towards getting that. Or maybe, yeah, we can buy that. So, you know, it's just always being open, you know, is really healthy for your mental health, so that you're just not coming into unnecessary conflict or not being able to, you know, hash things out. And like I was saying, you know, give people compliments, you know, reach out to people. You know, I've had random people reaching out to me this week and just encouraging me, you know, people that I'm not really even that close with, but just, you know, see what I'm doing with the podcast, or, you know, follow me on Instagram, or see me at the gym in the mornings, you know, and just out of nowhere, just telling me, oh, you look great. Oh, you know, you're doing such a good job. Oh, you're inspirational to me. You know, when I know that you're going to be here, you make me want to keep coming, you know, and just like people telling me, you know, that they love the podcast, or I really helped them with something, or, you know, I made them think about things a different way. And this past week, I'm just like, you know what? I need to get back on the ball, because that little encouragement was like, okay, let me get back focused on what I really love to do. You know, I know that I'm working. I know I got these kids. I know I got, you know, the husband, and I know I got my role as the wife, and have all these different roles. But, you know, at the same time, I also have to feed my own creativity. You know, I have to stay inspired, and I am very inspired when people, you know, give me encouragement too. You know, I definitely love and need that encouragement, because I also want people to, I want to know that people are finding value in what I'm doing and how it's helping them. Because at the end of the day, I definitely do want to help people, you know? So don't forget, you know, in this month, definitely, you know, just smile at people. You never know who needs a smile. And, you know, remembering that there's people out there that you may notice and you don't say anything, and they really need that encouragement. I've actually made friends at the gym just from doing that. And I work out by myself because I have a trainer, and I've been training with her ever since I lived in Atlanta, and we do it over the phone. She just tells me what to do. She knows my body. She knows, you know, what I can do. She pushes me. And, you know, so I really work out with her with ear pods or whatever. So I don't work out with anybody at the gym in the morning. But, you know, just seeing people, I do the same thing. When I see people that are consistent in the gym and I really see their bodies changing, you know, and it could be people that don't smile, that are like low-key rude, you know, or appear rude because they're not smiling and they look really serious. I mean, it is like 5:30 in the morning. But, you know, I'll go up to them and say, oh my God, you look so good. You know, like I can see you've been putting in that work, you know, keep it going.
And now the same people that never smiled, that were just like rude or like, you know, didn't, you know, took up the machines for a long time. When I come in, they're waving at me. They're smiling at me. They go out of their way to, you know, to smile back or say hi or, you know, have small conversations. So you just never know what people need. You know, when you see somebody with a sad face or that look rude or, you know, I always think now like, that person is really going through something. When I was younger, I'd be like, oh, why they got an attitude? If they got an attitude, then I'm gonna have an attitude. But it's like, no, why be like that? They're probably going through something. They could very well be having like a really tough time. And just you smiling them or acknowledging something that they're doing or just being present and acknowledging, smiling at them could really change their day around. So I just wanted to share that I know that I have been, you know, posting less frequently, but, you know, just know that I'm still here. I'm still going to be posting. You know, I really want to get into the segment of talking more about relationships and marriage. And even on this one, I did want to touch on a few things just to like some things that we are going to be talking about in the next upcoming podcast. I don't have like a, I'm not like a planner person. Sorry guys. I'm more spontaneous. I'll have a plan of things that I want to go through. Like I want to talk about, and then I end up, you know, just going where my heart leads me. But, I definitely do want to talk more about hope in relationships, talk more about, reality-based living and just really stretching yourself past some of these things that are, I feel like are useful awareness, like relationship tools. Like we were talking about, like love languages. It's like, okay, so once you get the love languages down, you know, there are more things than just love languages, you know, like you don't have to just stay stuck there. You can move on past love languages because there's more than just love languages. There are, especially with Gary Chapman, he has other books. I talked about the other book that I had read from Gary Chapman after the love languages was The Four Seasons of Marriage. So it's like, okay, now that I know about love languages and that was a good book, move on to other series. Like when you find an author that really speaks to you in different, in one area, you know, if you look at their other books, sometimes it's like, okay, they have something else to talk about, like something to go a little bit deeper. And I really want to challenge you guys to just go a little bit deeper into yourself, like learn a little bit more about yourself, like really get to know you more intimately so that you really have a better experience in your day-to-day life. I was reading, well, first I did the seasons of marriage. Four Seasons of Marriage, the love languages, and then also Loving Your Spouse When You Feel Like Walking Away. That's the newest book that I read of Gary Chapman's. I'm still listening to it. I probably have like maybe an hour left. It's like a 6-hour book, but such a rich wealth of information that just can really piggyback off of the love languages. At least start getting yourself used to it. I know everybody is not ready to just like get a full blown, you know, therapist assessments, and you know, it can kind of feel like it can be a little bit overwhelming to do all of that. But I would say to tap into some audiobooks. If you're not a big reader, tap into some audiobooks that just give you information, more information. If you're struggling in your relationship, read some books about struggling in your relationship. They can give you some insight, some awareness that really taps into making you want to go a little bit deeper about yourself. So I did want to talk about a couple of things that were in the book before we wrap up, just a couple more minutes, about just having hope when you're going through like a hard period in your marriage. You know, there are solutions for healing and there are very unique ways of dealing with these different issues that you're having. And the majority of what people are, when they're able to turn things around, is because they really took a look at themselves and they really started focusing on reality living versus like hopeless living. And in the book, he talks about 4 myths, and I'm going to just say those 4 myths and I'll get back to it. But one of the myths that people kind of get stuck on that really ruins the relationship is thinking that my environment determines my state of mind. Like there's nothing you can do. Like you're in this environment. I can't do anything. It's like a victim mentality. That is a number one myth. You are 100% in control of your environment. You can make a change in that environment. You are not just a tree stuck there. There are things that you can do to change the environment. Two, people cannot change. That is another myth. People can absolutely change. That is why, especially in, a lot of times, you know, people just don't really know who they are. And so they're basically have on a Halloween costume, copying this person, that person, trying to be cool with this person. You know, they're not who God set them to be. So they're in a place of confusion. As you get older, they're, you know, they may be lost, but it doesn't mean that they cannot change. Now, will the core of who they are, their, you know, their personality, yeah, that part may not change, but I feel like there is good in everyone and there is bad in everyone, and people are working out their bad. They are working out their traumas. They are working out things, and they are trying to figure themselves out. So can people change? Yes. Can you change them? No. Stay in your lane. The change is up to them, but it is possible with influence. You can influence somebody to want to do better, but you can't actually change them. But can they change? Can they change themselves? Yes, they can change to have more productive lives. The third one is that you only have two choices. If you're in a hard marriage, that you only have two choices. Like, either I'm going to live miserable for the rest of my life, or I have to get a divorce. And that is not true. You have many more options than just those two. And we'll get into it later on in future podcasts. And then number four is, my situation is hopeless. Your situation is not hopeless. Okay, no one's situation is hopeless. The one thing that you can have is hope that things can change. Even if you can't see a clear path, you do have to know that it is possible for change to happen in a positive direction. It is possible. Okay, so just thinking that way, I just wanted to leave off on that note. You know, more reality-based living. Taking responsibility for your own feelings, your own thoughts, and your own actions, thinking about, you know, just taking an appraisal of yourself, being very honest without shifting the blame to other people, you know, that they're the reason for your unhappiness. If I had a different spouse, if I had, you know, if my kids were doing this or that, it's like, you really have to learn how to be responsible for yourself, and being responsible for your own emotions, your own thoughts, and how you're viewing things. You cannot put it on another person, because another person can't change how you feel. Only you can do that. So I just wanted to leave on that positive note. And I will be talking more about the assessment. I do have an assessment available, and it's quick, takes 15 minutes. It'll really highlight the four areas of decision making, the way you like to pace your environment, the way you interact with others and share your opinion, the way you like to, how you view structure and rules that are set by other people. And I will get more into that at a later date, but I do have that assessment available, and I will be talking more about it, especially this month, because I am going to be doing a special for Mental Health Awareness Month, because I really want to motivate people to take a deeper look at themselves on how you do things, how you prefer to do things, and what problems that you do have, so that you're aware of it, some of those blind spots, so that you can really tackle them. So not that it's not going to come up, not that you won't have bad days, but at least if you're more aware of how you handle things, you can do something about it, you know, and how your strengths, what your strengths are, and how those strengths can turn into limitations if they're overused. So you need to be really, you know, cautious of the environments that you're in and how your strengths are being used. And it's a really good, I feel like it's the first step in self-awareness, having that data, really being able to tap in and figure out, like, hey, you know, why do I keep bumping my head on this same wall? Why do I keep, you know, burning out at this same space? It's like, once you're aware of exactly what's going on, you can really start to assess your environment, assess, you know, what choices that you're making, you know, why are you people pleasing, you know, what are some things that you could do to get out of those things that are burning you out? So I will be talking more about that. Just keep checking out my Instagram, especially in my stories. I'll be sharing more about that, and it's called the flight assessment. So I will be sharing more about that, and I will be having discounts this month in, you know, just because it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I do want to motivate you guys to get that done because it is really, really important. So that's all I got for today. I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and I really hope that you guys are taking your mental health seriously. Have a great day.